Cork selector Pat Hartnett, a couple of days out now from the Munster hurling final, and you know, goes without saying, it's great times for Cork hurling.
Well, look, it's nice to be in a final for sure. Look, the players have been doing well, and they're really looking forward to it.
So, yeah, I suppose, look, talk us through how training and things have gone for you. Are you happy with preparation since the Waterford win?
Yeah, we've stuck to the same schedule, really, what we've been doing before each of the championship games to date. And, you know, I think they have a really good core level of fitness built. And they've been superbly coached by Pat Ryan, and Declan O'Sullivan has them in great physical condition. So we've stuck to the same protocol, really, and the same dates. And we'll train again Friday now, and the game Sunday.
So it's not broke, don't try and fix it. But at the same time, you try and rise things, I suppose, for what is a Munster final. How do you do that?
Well, I suppose each game is different, but you stick to, you know, we continue to do what we've been doing. And the players have been really responded well in training, and they've obviously responded in the day of the match as well. And it's great to see players doing themselves justice. And huge credit to the senior players. I mean, I think they've really led, you know, Anthony Nash all the way through to Pat Horgan at 15, Anthony Nash at 1. The whole lot of them. And a credit due to them, really.
And I think it's fair to say, Pat, like, we've seen the seniors going well in their own game. It's filtered down to club hurling. You see the buzz around the minor hurlers and what they're doing. And Dennis Ring very vocal about, I suppose, what impact the seniors have had as well. Like, collectively, it's all up.
Yeah, and the miners had a very good win on Monday night. And, it's for sure, like, a rising tide lifts every boat. But I think the senior players are really focused on their own performance, and it's great that there's a feel-good factor around. But, you know, I think the players are really focused on their own game and what's involved on Sunday. And obviously, the Clare bring a very strong opposition to us, you know. They've won 4 Ireland Under-21s since, one in 2009, 2012, 13 and 14. And, you know, a lot of them have Ireland medals in 2013. So, look, we're under no illusions about Sunday. And but at the same time, looking forward to it.
And looking at yourselves, Pat, I suppose you looked for consistency within performances in the league, and then from game to game, you've had two fantastic performances in the championship, and this is probably a big test of that particular factor.
Sure, it is. And look, the players have done themselves justice, but there was areas in those two games that we needed to improve on as well. You know, we created scores, but we didn't execute them. And as long as we keep creating those opportunities, but we need to take them more. I think, in tighter games, we really take as many chances as we can. But again, credit due to the players, really. They have responded well. Even when the opposition got a goal or a score, we tended to respond immediately. And that, you know, it makes a 2-point goal, really, and that has been great, really, and it's been a great sign of the character of the team. And again, the leaders within, especially the older players, the younger players have done well, but the older players really have laid the foundations, and huge credit to them.
Yeah, you've put up big scores, though, Pat, even if you're not happy that the conversion rate is as high as you would like. You've been putting up big scores and, you know, a very open, freestyle, very entertaining brand of hurling.
Sure, but you're always hoping to and looking to improve. You're never satisfied on what you've done in the past. And I think the generosity of the forwards as well, and the players, really, the philosophy of, like, doesn't matter who gets the credit or doesn't matter who gets the score, as once we score. And I think the players have really, you know, have really embraced that message. And then you can see the way they're playing, and I think the way they're doing self justice, and it doesn't matter who gets the block in, doesn't matter who gets the score, doesn't matter, you know, it's whoever's in the best position takes the shot on. And that's been very pleasing.
There's a theme around the team at the moment that perhaps the young players have invigorated the side, but as you said several times now, you know, the older players as well have, you know, collectively they've really come together this year.
Yeah, younger players have done very well. You know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. But I keep harping back, you know, like the unsung heroes, really. The guys down the spine of the team over the years. You know, Damien Cahillan, delight from Mark Ellis, having a great game. Steve McDonald on fire. Bill Cooper being absolutely phenomenal work for us. And obviously the aforementioned forwards. You know, Alan Callaghan, the runs he makes. Pat Horgan, scintillating form. Absolutely. And Seamus Harney back to his best. And, you know, Conor Lennon has been in phenomenal form. So I had all tied in every one of the senior players have been performing, every one of them, and a credit. And then, you know, something, they become the embodiment of the whole philosophy, what we want to do, and the younger players have bought into that as well. And but again, you know, finals are for winning, and it's all about, you know, the last two games won't count for much, really. You know, that got us to a final, but finals are there to be won. And let's hope we can get out and do ourselves justice as well.
And I really appreciate that, Pat, because you know, after beating Tipperary, there was such a massive high after that game, but straight away it was about how that counts for nothing if you don't beat Waterford, and collectively those two games mean nothing if you don't beat Clare. You know, you've been very measured in your celebration of games.
Yeah, but from the start, I think, even since we talked at the start, you kept everything in context, from the Munster Senior League to the league games. Like, we had a great win against Tip in the National League, and we intentionally trained three times before the Limerick game the following Sunday. So we were slightly flat, but, you know, it was all part really of the overall plan. And I think credit due again to Pat Ryan and to Declan O'Sullivan, Pat Ryan's coaching, and Declan O'Sullivan, the condition he's got the lads into. And I think their fitness levels, you can see, but, you know, their hurling levels, they're hurling, they're really the way they're being coached. And real credit to Pat Ryan for that.
How difficult is your job as a selector these days, or is it injuries and concerns around players that will kind of dictate how much change you make?
It's, and you'd always try and pick really who's going well in training. And Conor Sullivan is out now for Sunday. He's been unlucky, he's been ruled out. And, you know, one or two guys are just really back into light running who've been injured. And but you always want to try and be fair to guys. Like the first game, there was a different 26 for the second game. And, you know, those going well in training are being picked, and we try to abide by that. And I think what was positive as well is after the games, when the guys went back to their clubs, you could see that they brought that form back to the club hurling as well. And that was positive. You know, they played well for their clubs. Annie Phillip was involved in the county setup. And that makes the job of selector difficult, but I suppose there are problems that you want, really.
Definitely. As regards Conor Lahan, then, he didn't play with Middleton when he went back after leaving the Waterford game, so what's his status this week?
Yeah, he's done very light training, and he got an MRI in his leg, and you know, he's done light training, but he's working under the auspices of Dr. Conn, Dr. Cullum, and Declan O'Sullivan, the physios and stuff. So but he'll be properly assessed on Friday night, and then we'll see, you know, if he'll feature.
At this stage in the week, would you put a 50-50, 60-40 or anything on it?
On Conor playing?
Yeah.
Well, if he can do himself justice and he's ready to go, he'll be playing. So that'll be assessed then on Friday.
He's become he's always been a very important player for Cork, but this year you can really see what he brings to the team in playing open and place balls.
Yeah, he's done well. But I'd like to say as well that Seamus Harnady and Patrick Horgan in particular as well have been an absolute scintillating form. And, you know, the way they bring each other into the game, to bring the younger guys in, obviously Shane Kingston and Luke Mead and Alan Cadigan for the runs in the May. And also as well, the subs that have come on have done very well. You know, Michael Callahan and Luke O'Farrell have done really well when they come out in the forward line. And look, I mean, it's nice, it's self-fulfilling when you have 8 or 9 guys good enough to be on the forward line. And that obviously, you know, makes training interesting as well, and makes the selector's job, you know, a bit difficult. But, you know, like I say, if you can pick on form and who's going well in training and for their clubs, and then I think you can stand in front of the group of players and say, look, these are the 26 that are going out this day. And that's the way it's been.
So, Pat, looking at your opposition, Clare, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think they're a fine team. I think if you look at actually the facts behind it, they won All-Ireland 21 2009. They were All-Ireland under 21 champions 2012, 13 and 14. So if we bring that forward, they have a cohort of players with 4 All-Ireland 21s between the ages of 23 and 29. That's a serious pool of players to pick from. So we're under no illusions. Plus, they won the league last year. They're All-Ireland champions 2013. I really think we're up against it on Sunday. And that's based not on emotion, that's based on fact. Allied to that, we played them behind closed doors at the end of April, and they were to behold that night. So we're realistic about what we're... we're really up against it on Sunday, and not saying that just for the sake of saying it, but we're absolutely, you know, aware of what's ahead of us. And we hope to be able to respond to that, obviously.
Hearing from the Clare camp, you know, they've discussed, you know, obviously there's great occasion around playing Cork and the colour and the support that Cork brings, but what's striking from Clare is the hunger for a Munster final victory with all their success underage. You know, a lot of these players haven't played in a Munster final, you know, at senior level.
We're quite hungry for success as well, so there'll be no shortage of appetite from the Cork point of view. But yeah, we've done well to get there, they've done really well to get there, and so it'll be an interesting game, and there won't be any short of ambition from either side on Sunday.
It's primed to be a very entertaining encounter with the style, the brand of hurling both sides play. It's likely to be open anyway, you'd think.
Well, look, both teams have two good sets of forwards. So, you know, obviously if you're a back, you're trying to minimise the opportunity they get. And obviously the errors we make, the fewer errors the team makes, obviously they tend to win the game. So, yeah, it should be an interesting game, especially with the set of forwards that they have.
We got a snapshot on Monday night of what you know, Sunday could be like Parky Rin with 8,000 people. It was brilliant, and Sunday is primed to be the same. It's expected to be a sellout.
Yeah, I was in Turles on Thursday night, and Cork did really, really well to come back into the game. And, you know, I'm delighted for Dennis Ring and his management team there. Real genuine man, and Liam Martin, Johnny Dwyer and John Martell and the crew with them there, and delighted for them. And great to see Cork Miners doing itself justice, really, to show that character on Thursday night and then put in a great performance on Monday night in Cork. And great to see.
Can you feel that change though, Pat? Like, maybe it's people approaching you in a different way when things are going well now?
Well, realistically, you know, 2 months ago people wouldn't have given Cork, what's been said now may not have been said 2 months ago. So it's amazing how a good performance, and I suppose the freedom of their hurling and the standard of the players hurling, and the way they, you know, the way they've executed the scores when they've come along, and the way they've defended, even the way the forwards have defended and the ball coming out, I think that's really good. And it raises the cockles of the heart really when you see it's back to real good, traditional maybe not, but the speed of their hurling, you know, skill levels that they're doing, and you know, the way they're executing their scores, and more importantly that they have the awareness and the spatial awareness of other players around them. And I think it's been a credit to the players, really, the philosophy, like, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as once we score and as once we win. And I think they've really embodied that throughout the way they've played and their attitude to training, and credit again due to all the people involved under the, you know, Kieran's the umbrella of his managementship, but Pat Ryan's coaching has been excellent, and they're playing the way they're being coached, and the fitness level again, as I said previously, with Declan O'Sullivan. So all credit due to the three.
I remember pre-Munster Championship talking to Dermot, and obviously I said the same thing to him, wouldn't expect you to speak for the management team, but personally, how much are you enjoying your role with Cork at the moment, given the way things are going, and the challenge you have on Sunday?
Well, look, there's only a certain length of time and everything really, but it's been, you know, it's been a very interesting year and a half. But it's nice to see a team progressing, for sure. Cork are improving, and they're a young team. The average age of the panel is 24 years and 6 months, something like that. And so, look, Cork are improving, and that's positive. And, if we can take another step on Sunday, that'll do everyone good.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa.